If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
And a good Friday evening. Well, late evening now, Friday night. Thanks for sticking around after the Hawks game for the Scoreboard Show on this final Friday night of the 2025 high school football season. We made it, folks. And you know what? There's still some question marks about who's going to go on to the bins. It's still not a done deal for some. Some games are finishing up. Most games have gone final. Welcome into the Scoreboard Show. Sam Crenshaw here in our Midtown Atlanta studios, along with Chris Parker, Dom Chorosky, other side of the glass. So glad you're with us on this final Friday night. And we got these scores we're going to run down, probably catch up with a coach or two in the time that we have. Chris Parker, how are you doing?
Sam, I am doing fantastic. Semifinal night. This is a great night. Normally we have 16 games, right? 16 teams that make it to the state championship, and we know that at the end of this show. Not tonight, though, Sam.
I know.
We got 15 games, but it's 14 semifinal games and one quarterfinal game to talk about tonight. How about that? That's never happened.
We do. I mean, after an eventful 2 weeks, we finally got a game that's on. We're talking about Gainesville and Langston Hughes. And I was out there for a while. I was out there at 6 o'clock, talked with the executive director of Georgia High School Association, Dr. Tim Scott. And we talked about what the last 2 weeks have been like for him, a very unpleasant time. Nevertheless, they got these teams where they wanted them to be. They got them on the field tonight. So we'll get into that game. It's going, and hopefully have the game will go final. In a little while, we can tell you who the winner was. Anything jumping off the board at you tonight, though, Chris?
Yeah, Sam, I think what jumped off the board to me first before we give some specific scores is just this is, to me, usually one of the best nights for high school football every year, mm-hmm. and you have some great football games because we're down to the final four, and it's usually very competitive. But I'm going to be real honest, Sam, a lot of close games tonight. I mean, only a couple of these games are close. I mean, most games are pretty, you know, pretty spread out. One team dominated the game. They're going to the state championship. Good example is N6A, Carrollton, 48, North Gwinnett, 21. Carrollton dominates the game. Carrollton's going to the state championship. On the other side, Buford, 39, Valdosta, 7. Buford dominates the game. Buford's going to the state championship. And I mean, there's a couple exceptions, but that's pretty much what you saw in every game as I'm looking at the scoreboard here.
A lot of points on the board. A lot of points, like you said, for being semifinal. A little chilly tonight. You figure you might have a low scoring. I'm not saying we're going to go revert to years gone by and go smash mouth or anything, but I mean, just you thought you would have more tightly contested ball games tonight, and I'm kind of with you on that. Seemed like some of these games were pretty wide open.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're still getting the teams. Like, you know, listen, Carrollton and Buford sets up a fantastic state championship game. So, I mean, I'm not disappointed at all in that. But I just thought the games would be a little closer, you know. No 5A games and semifinals talk about tonight, just a quarterfinal. But, you know, if you go to 4A, Creekside really kind of blew out Cale 35-6. But you go Benedictine and Marist was 28-20, but Benedictine stayed ahead the entire game. They scored in the first minute and stayed ahead the entire game. So I don't even know if it was as close as that. You know, so you got Benedictine and Creekside playing for a state championship.
Right.
So Coach Dixon made it to that 15th game, Sam.
Yep, he always talks about trying to get to the 15th game, right? He's back there, but boy, he's got a tough one there in Benedictine. And then with Marist, you know, we talk about Coach Chadwick maybe trying to get to that state championship one more time, and he's denied tonight that opportunity. As Benedictine was, you know, and while that team lost two games during the regular season, we knew early on that that was going to be one of the really special teams this season, and here they are, sure enough, on their way to Mercedes-Benz Stadium to play for a championship.
Yeah, Sam, when we're sitting here in September, I mean, I use the phrase all the time in September, don't let that record fool you. You know, Benedictine's one of those teams. They're sitting there at 1-2, and they lost to Buford and Colquitt County. You don't let that record fool you. They're not playing Buford or Colquitt County in a region game or a state playoff game. That's a bigger school. So, yeah, they lost two games, but, yeah, they're one of the best teams, and I think they've got the best chance to give Creekside a game. Creekside's not played a close game, Sam, not even remotely close game all year.
Yep, we thought the game tonight would be a close one with Cale. Cale loses their star running back, Mooney Gibson, a frightening injury, I understand, a leg injury and the ambulance onto the field to take him to the hospital. And we saw that young man in the first game of the season. We know how outstanding he is and what he means to that team's offense. So we you know.
Yeah, I hate to hear that, Sam. I hate to hear about that, Mooney Gibson injury. you know, prayers out to him. And yeah, great young man, a great athlete.
Fantastic.
Big future ahead of him.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. He, you know, hopefully he get be able to rehab and be back to play for Cal next season. Jefferson, 17-13 winners over West Lawrence in 3A. And there you are, the two the teams from the same region, Sandy Creek and LaGrange, met tonight.
Yeah, for the second time this year, Sandy Creek beats LaGrange. Sandy Creek will advance the state championship and play Jefferson. Jefferson did play one of the close games with that 17-13 win, like you said. So Jefferson, Sandy Creek, that's pretty good. I think that's probably who we thought, you know, we'd get. You know, Buford Carrollton, that's who we thought we'd get. Creekside's who we thought we'd get. But, so, I mean, you're getting to the teams that are the really, really good games, but it just sets up where those games are next time. And a lot of times they're this week, and we just didn't get them. So what about – and that's in 3A, Sandy Creek, Jefferson. Oh, what about 2A?
2A is where things get interesting because that old team we talk about that plays that tough schedule early – and here they go, man. They, you can see it coming. I'm not talking about Hapeville Charter.
Hapeville Charter, baby.
We can just see them coming. And here's the thing. Here's the thing. They beat Sumter County tonight. And just remember now, they're going to get to play Carper Columbus. But Carper Columbus played Sumter County 7-0. Sumter County knew something. You know what I mean?
I'll be honest, Sam, this was the one, you know, I picked these games. And this was the only one I think I got wrong. You know, I really thought Sumter County was going to win because they played Carver Columbus so close. They just beat Carver Atlanta last week, knocked them out. I just didn't think Hapeville had enough, and I need to publicly apologize to the Hapeville people. Okay? I didn't believe in them. But I didn't believe in them, and I was wrong. That was a great win tonight over Sumter County. Congratulations to Hapeville. Such a good group of guys. You know, they don't have some of the facilities some of these other people have. They don't worry about that. They just play football. And they're going to the state championship, Sam. That's pretty cool.
They really do. They just play football down and they go out and win. Coach Winston Gordon does a tremendous job down there, he and his coaching staff. We're going to see if we can't catch up with him before we get off the air. They had a little bit of a drive back home from down at Sumter. We might be able to catch him on that bus on the way back and see if we can't chat with him a little bit tonight. But then Carver Columbus, you know, DJ Jones, shout out to DJ Jones down in Columbus in Sports Vision. He always says, what do people in around Atlanta say about Carver Columbus? You can set your watch by them. they're always going to be there at the end. And sure enough, here they are, took down Burke County tonight.
Yeah, nobody talks about them when they're calling around looking for games or schedule. Then nobody's talking about them because nobody answering that call. Okay, nobody's wanting to call these guys. This is a good football team. Jarvis Jones comes in, takes over this year after Coach Coffey won the state championship and became the principal. And then they get Jarvis Jones, NFL player, legend for that school. He comes in his first year. I'd tell Sam, need to tell Jarvis, if you know him, it ain't always this easy, baby. You come in the first year winning every game. That's pretty good.
It really
is. But
he'll
be playing for the state championship against, like I said, Coach Gordon's Hapeville team. And they better not take that Hapeville team lightly. I'm going to try not to disrespect them twice now. I picked against them this past week, and I was wrong. So I'm going to learn my lesson. Hapeville will be ready to play in that state championship game.
We'll be ready to play. Look at Class A Division One. We got to have Toombs County against Worth County, and that would be a classic matchup. Heard County tonight falls to Toombs, and Heard County had a tremendous season.
Yeah, Heard County's been great. Toombs is just really good. Toombs won 40-14, another game that wasn't close, and Worth County beat Pepperell 32-12, another game that wasn't close. Worth and Toombs, probably the best two teams in that classification, going at it. You know, it's kind of who I thought we'd see. And, yeah, that's going to be setting up a really good game, a really big game. You know much about Sylvester, Georgia, Sam? Even you don't know much about Sylvester, do you?
I've seen the sign. I haven't been there. I've seen the sign on the interstate, but I have not been there.
Well, they're trying to win the state championship in Sylvester, Georgia in the next couple weeks. But Toombs won it last year.
Yes, absolutely.
Toombs is familiar with this path. Worth County is new to this. But that will be a good game in that Division One single A bracket.
Will be a great ball game. Will be a great ball game. Single A Division Two, Bowden. Another team you can set your watch by, right?
Yeah, Bowden. Woo.
They're always there, and they're there once again tonight. You know, a pretty one-sided affair against Clinch and a Clinch County team that had had a superb season.
Yeah, that was an undefeated Clinch County team, Sam. That was one of the best teams in the state. Bowden has just been phenomenal. They're going for the four-peat. Back-to-back-to-back-to-back. Okay? They win big tonight. Bowden with a big win tonight over Clinch, 45-6. 45-6. Now, like I said, that's not – I mean, Clinch County is a very good football team. On the other side, Lincoln County wins 34-0 over Early, another blowout. Now, Lincoln, man, they've been good all year. And Lincoln may be the team that can give Bowden a game. I'm excited to see that.
We'll watch for that. Of course, one of the top players on that team for Bowden is Caden Prothro, who signed this week, University of Georgia. Big-time tight end, another tight end going to that Georgia tight end room. And he is such a difference maker for that team down at Bowden. And he's, I guess it would be as a senior leading, he will lead with four state championships if they're successful. In his 4 years. How about that, right?
He's one game away from winning the most state championships that anyone can ever win.
Yeah.
Four. Right? Like, how about that? I mean, is that not something? I think the Rome team, Sam, I don't have in front of me, but I think maybe one of the Rome teams won four in a row.
Yep.
Years ago.
Maybe Buford, too.
Maybe Buford. Mm-hmm. But four Buford in a row means you went through your entire high school career, freshman state champ, sophomore state champ, junior state champ. Now senior, you're at least playing for it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But can Lincoln County pull the spoiler? Because I think they do have a chance. I really do. I think they have a chance.
We will see. Lincoln County's a winner over Early County tonight, 34-0. Final score, Lincoln County with that. And then in the private classification, Calvary Day taking out Fellowship Christian 24-7. You know that's going to be a really tough game, and Calvary Day is a fantastic team.
Yeah, and Fellowship's a great team. You know, Fellowship was the number one seed in this bracket. You know, they go down. Calvary Day played in 3A this year. I mean, Fellowship played in single A, right? So I think Calvary Day probably played a little better teams week in, week out. And maybe that was the difference, because I think these teams are pretty even, but the game wasn't real even, you know.
No.
Calvary Day with the win. They go to the state championship. First-year coach down there, Coach Cameron, great guy, had been the offensive coordinator there. He steps in to be the head coach this year. He's taking them to the state championship in his first year. They're playing the monster private school now, Hebron Christian.
Yeah. They took out Great Atlanta Christian. I saw Coach Tim Hardy last night. I was up at GAC. And they were up there practicing while their girls' flag team was playing yet last night. The guys were practicing, getting ready for Hebron Christian. Hebron Christian, 50 points tonight. In the semifinal round, you scored 50 points, Chris.
Yeah, they're just really good, Sam. I mean, they're really good. I don't know. I mean, I'll try not to lie to the people out here on the airwaves, Sam. I tell you, when I say Lincoln can play with Bowden, I really mean it. I don't know if anybody can play with Hebron Christian.
Yeah,
like, we're going to have to see. I mean, they're just really good. My man Joey Burton texts me and says West Rome won four in a row.
Okay, there we go.
Rome. Yeah, back then, you know, they had an East Rome and a West Rome, Sam. You remember
right,
that?
Right, right.
Yeah, West Rome, four in a row.
That was back in the day. But they put them all together.
Bowden trying to match that.
And they put them all together, and they're just sitting waiting. I was up at Rome this week and went by to visit with Coach Reed and his team. They're just going about their business. You know, while I was there, they found out that they're going to have to wait until Thursday of next week to play. At least they knew that. They still didn't know who they were going to play. They're just preparing, you know, but not knowing who they're preparing for. And so it was
and it's definitely unprecedented, uncharted territory. But we do have a final before we go to break. We do have a final in the Gainesville-Langston Hughes game. Are we ready for that, or are we going to give that away next segment?
Want to? Why not?
Why not? I say Gainesville 40, Langston Hughes 32. Gainesville advances.
Wow.
So does that add to the chaos, Sam, or does it pull it back?
Maybe even more, I think so, just because,
Absolutely.
Even more.
To it.
Gainesville. But, I mean, what an odyssey that team, and really both teams in that game tonight
unprecedented.
Have been through the last two.
Yeah,
last
unprecedented.
Two
so Gainesville will play Rome next on Thursday.
On Thursday, and Roswell and Thomas County Central will be the other. And then we'll be all caught up. Everybody will have their assignments made, except we're flip-flopping the last game of the whole championship week, right? We're going to put 5A at the end.
5A will be on Wednesday instead of Tuesday when it normally is. Tuesday will be the 6A game. That'll give them, you know, a six-day turnover from, like, games will play tonight. They'll play again in 6 days on Thursday. The winner of those games will play in 6 days in the state championship.
All right. All right. We're going to check in with some of our – we've got some reports to come in, and we're going to check in with some of our winning coaches tonight on this semifinal Friday night. We're all set for who's going to play who at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. More of the High School Scoreboard Show coming up. You stay with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com into the 11 o'clock hour on this semifinal night and our final Friday night of high school football in the state of Georgia. A big, big night. And, you know, Sam Crenshaw here in our studios, Midtown, Chris Parker with us, as well as Dom Chirowski, other side of the glass. And want to really thank our sponsors and people who've really been behind our show this year. Ingles, of course, our title sponsor. Ingles, low prices, love the savings. We have brought to you by Bear and Burton's W Sauce. Bigger, bolder, better, bolder. Visit WSauce.com. And, of course, for Metco Scoreboards, we thank them so much for being on board with us. For Metco Scoreboard can help your school change the game. Go to FormetcoScoreboards.com. Before we get to Chris, we think we got someone who's on a bus on his way back from South Georgia, Coach Winston Gordon from Hapeville Charter. His team is victorious. They headed back to the Benz. What an odyssey this season has been for you, Coach Gordon. Welcome back to the Scoreboard Show.
Hey, thank you for having me, Sam.
Great to have you on. Talk about this win tonight, because Sumter, we were all watching this Sumter team because they had played a really tough close game against Carver Columbus this year. Figured that would be a tough one for you tonight. How did your team pull it out?
You know, we made a lot of mistakes, and we overcame the mistakes. Our kids are persevere through anything. You know, we do more with less. Our kids fight, you know, to the end, and we made it a game, and it shouldn't have been a game, but, you know, we happy with the victory, and we headed back to Atlanta.
Yeah, thoughts about that, because you knew right up from the outset, you know, you guys have been on the road. This is your third straight road game as far as this postseason goes. Talk about that, though. You kind of knew it was going to be a difficult road for you. How did you get your team ready for it? I mean, you guys had a really difficult schedule. You started 1-4 this year, and here you are getting ready to play for the state championship.
Yeah, you know, Sam, you know, you've been around our program long enough to know we're going to schedule the, you know, who want to play us. We don't run from anybody. We'll play anybody on any Friday. We'll start it off again next year at Lee County, and we'll go to McEachin and whoever else want to play us. Our kids, you know, we don't have a football field. We don't have a stadium. So every stadium we step into, we take over that stadium, and that's the mindset that we put our kids in. And they just fight to the end. Those are the type of kids that we try to breed at Hapeville Charter, and that's why we have so many successful kids that go and play Division I football and on to the NFL.
I was at the game with Carver, and that was the last game that you lost. And that was back at the end of September, that game that was over at Lakewood Stadium. Tough 14-7, a very difficult loss for you, but you turned it around the next week, beat Holy Innocents. Did a light bulb go on with your team? Did something special happen after that week, or you just felt like things were progressing anyway? It was that things were bound to turn for you.
Well, a lot of people didn't know we had six guys out from the start of the onset with eligibility questions from the Georgia High School Association. We proved to be wrong, but it still punished our team. We still went out there and should have beat Westlake that day. Our kids knew we were better than them. And so, you know, going into Holy Innocent was nothing different. We had 225 yards in penalties. And to their 20. So that just tells you that something, it was some inequity going on in that type of game, but we still Our kids just know. They know. When we step on the field, we got on the bus today, we knew we was going to come down here and win. Not one question. Even when they tied it up and took us to overtime, we knew we were going to win the game. It was just a matter of play. The first play was a sack in the overtime. The next play was a fumble. So, you know, our kids knew. They just knew that we were going to win this game.
Well, folks, we're spending time tonight talking with Coach Winston Gordon, the head coach of Hapeville Charter Hornets. And they just got a dramatic overtime win over Sumter County on the road tonight, 24-18, and they're bound for Mercedes-Benz Stadium to play for the state championship against Carver-Columbus. What, if anything, do you tell your team about a program like Carver-Columbus? They do this every year. It seems like every year they're in the state championship game. They're going to be a very tough test. And the thing of it is, you get to play them. I don't know if you say it's an honor to play a certain team, but here's a team that's truly a champion, and to beat them would be something really remarkable for you.
Well, I think it's an honor for them to play us. Let's look at it in this terms. We played them in 7-on-7 this summer down in Auburn University. We beat them. And we just played them 3 years ago. We beat them in Carver, at Carver-Columbus. So our kids are ready to go, Sam. I'm not just telling you this. And we're going in there and we're going to show everybody in the state of Georgia that we're a top-tier team. The record is not a reflection of what these kids are, and they're resilient. They're going to go in there and they're going to show everybody in the state of Georgia that they're the number one team in Class 2A.
I want you to give a shout-out to some folks who are around you, and that is your coaching staff. You have some people who do a phenomenal job around you, given what you have and what you don't have. Give them a shout-out if you would.
Oh, yeah. All of my staff, man. You know, a lot of these guys been with me for a long time. You got a lot of these young guys that played for me that was on the state championship team in 2017 and now on the staff. You got Richard Hayes, Hosmer Leak, Michael Neal, Antoine Wilder. You talking about guys that played at the Power 5 level and came back to their high school to pour into these kids. You got longtime coaches like Octavian Dwight that's been with me for years, Coach Drew. Even Kevin Pope coached with me for 13 years, and now he's at Clark Atlanta. So we build not just football players, we build coaches too. Our tree run deep. And I think, you know, that's just a testament to what we do at Hapeville Charter. And, you know, all of these guys are going to go on. And you know, we try to build capacity in men. So it's a reflection of everything that we try to do at Hapeville Charter. You know, led by a principal. You know, we've had three principals in Hapeville Charter, and all of them do a phenomenal job of supporting athletics the best they can. And so we, you know, I just think it's just come with the administration. You know, we got a great administration, great staff and teachers. You know, we're one of the top schools on the South Side.
You are that. You are that. And you are traditionally that. And it's something that whole community, that school should be so very proud of you. We appreciate you. Go now with a record of 10-4. You're on to the state championship game. We look forward to seeing you over Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You have a remarkable week getting prepared for it. We look forward to seeing you then, Coach.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Sam. Always supporting our program. A lot of people don't know just, you know, some of the connections and things that you put me in touch with, and to continue to support our program. And, you know, we love you and the job that you do, even with GPTV and all the different programs that you own. And just always thinking of us, man. And we greatly appreciate it from Hapeville Charter. And I'm going to let the boys tell you just how much they appreciate you.
Yeah!
Oh, man. That's all right. I can feel that all the way here in Midtown, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Live in your Midtown studio, man. We just want to let you know we love you, brother, and thank you for thinking of us.
Well, we appreciate you, everything you do, and all the hard work you pour into those young people. Safe travels home, and we look forward to seeing you before you guys get to the bench. Thanks so much, Coach.
All right, thank you.
All right, all right. That is Coach Winston Gordon, Hapeville Charter, and Chris coming again. It's quite a story, a remarkable story.
Man, Coach Gordon said they ought to be honored to play us, Dan.
How about that?
I love it, though. You know, the players feel that stuff, Sam. You've got to, you know what I mean? Like, they feel when a coach believes in them. And, like, you can hear how much coach cares about his team and how much he believes in them. You know, and that's why they were able to pull the upset tonight and beat Sumter County, because it wasn't an upset to them. And, you know, for Coach Gordon, They don't have a stadium. You know, he hit on that for a minute.
Yeah.
But they don't have a field, really, to even practice on, barely. But they go into the best stadium in the state of Georgia next week.
Yeah, they will. Anybody who has ever been down in South Fulton and drive on Singleton Road and go down there and you see that field they practice on with no fence around it. I mean, they kick a ball, it goes right out into the road.
I mean, if they win, can we get them a fence? Like, can we use our platform to – get Coach Lamar Glenn or somebody to go get them a fence?
I mean, really. Yeah.
it's just
a fence to go around the field to practice on, man, to get those for those young people.
But you know what it does show you, Sam?
What's that?
It does show you that all that stuff's really nice. You know, Gainesville won tonight. They got beautiful facilities. Buford won tonight. It's a beautiful place. But it's still 11-on-11 tackle football. You got to block and tackle, and it's still just 11 people on each side and one football. And, you know, Hapeville really takes advantage of what they've got, and they do get the most out of their kids. And I'm glad we took a chance to highlight them tonight. That was awesome. And the kids on the bus, hey, how'd he keep them quiet that long?
I don't know. After getting a win like that, come on, man.
Yeah, I can't keep 50 teenagers quiet for long. Coach had it the whole – I thought they weren't even in there with him.
And that would be quite a riot coming back from Sumter County after getting that win down there tonight. Just simply
remarkable. That's America's, right, Sam? That's America's.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly,
yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
America's Georgia.
America's Georgia. Some great football down there down through the years. We had people, everybody, folks like Leonard Pope, folks like Dan Reeves. You want how far back you want to go with America's and the high school football down in that area? So great tradition, and they go down there and come back with one of the outstanding wins tonight as it is semifinal night. And, you know, everybody's getting set to head for Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I got one or two more coaches we may try to catch up with. But we got reports. We got reports from my guys who are out and very busy tonight. You want to do one now? You want to wait? Okay. You know what? We got Rusty Mansell calling in here. I really want to get in touch with this guy. Rusty, how are you? This is Rusty Mansell joining us. How are you? Welcome to the Scoreboard Show.
Good. Yeah, man, pulling out, leaving Langston Hughes right here. Big win by Gainesville tonight. And listen, man, a lot of attention around this game because of obvious reasons. But when this thing kicked off tonight, man, Gainesville, very, very impressive. Both sides of the ball now, they are a big, big football team.
They're a really good team. I was down there at 6 o'clock and talked with Dr. Tim Scott about what the last two weeks have been like. You just wanted to get the teams there. And you could tell both teams, you know, had to wait 2 weeks to play this game, and Gainesville was prime. They were ready for this one.
Yes. Yeah, you certainly what they went through for basically having it taken away, because, you know, you're not beating Langston Hughes minus 35 players. And then you all of a sudden you get everybody back, and just going through that, and they understand, you know, what potentially could have happened. You know, just speaking with Coach Hines before the game, you know, he's like, Rusty, man, it's been hard. It's been different. You know, we had to turn the switch on, turn it off, turn it back on. You know, he was a little worried about that, but they started really good. So I felt like they were ready to roll. They just had some costly turnovers. Gainesville capitalized, and their quarterback, you know, this kid going to Clemson, I think everybody knows about Kareem Hughley. He played great tonight. Running back Nigel Newkirk, he's the real deal. He's a junior. Both of their tackles are juniors. Carter Mathis on the right side is probably 6'7", 320. Tyler Ford on the left side is probably 6'5 and a half, 330. I mean, these are juniors, guys.
Wow.
And, yeah, that's a little different. We don't have them like that up there at Pepperell. those are big young men right there.
Well, I tell you what, you know, but I saw some big young men this week because I had a chance to go up by Rome and check in with Coach Reed and Braxton. Not sure who they're going to play. What kind of game is this going to be, Rusty?
It's going to be physical, man. I said that on the air just now as we got off. You know, I live in Rome. I'm very familiar with that program. Know Coach Reed the whole time he's been there. And is this the most talented team they've ever had at Rome? It's not. But I promise you right now, that team can still win the state championship. They're going to be physical. Thursday night at Barron Stadium will be the only game in North Georgia going on, obviously, with Thomas County Central and Roswell playing in South Georgia. There'll be a lot of eyes on that. I don't know if there's been a TV announcement made yet, but that game is going to be on one of these networks Thursday night. So if you can't make it, everybody will be able to watch that game. It's going to be a physical football game, but I promise you right now, you're going to have to get pressure on this quarterback at Gainesville, or you're going to have a problem.
an incredible setting. Describe Barron Stadium at night for a game for somebody who hadn't been, Rusty. You've been there many times.
Man, you know what? It fueled me. And people ask me all the time, you know, I got a chance to play and win a state championship as a player. That was big. But early on in my days, I'm 10, 11, 12, 13 years old. My dad's carried me to see West Rome play at Barron Stadium on Friday nights. And I'm telling you, down by the river, it's a historic stadium. I think 1940 something, I believe. And it's just one of those unique settings. It's downtown. Place will be packed. It's a great setting in high school football, and I've seen many, many good games there, man. I'm expecting another good one on Thursday night.
Before I let you go here, give me something on our 6A matchup. We got Carrollton and Buford. What are you looking at? A lot of fireworks going to be in that one, right?
Yeah, two great coach teams, man. You look at both of those coaches, you know, it's funny, man. Joey King, all those battles with Cartersville and Buford, you know what I mean? Those games with Trevor Lawrence and losing to him his freshman year, coming back and beating them. It seems like he's been involved with Buford several times, so the storyline will be written there. But I know this, two unbelievably well-coached football teams, just a physical game. I can't wait to watch these games, Nick, in those games. And I'll tell you this one now. I talked to Moultrie, and they told me, and this comes straight from them, I asked them specifically who was the team that they felt was the most physical. They played all year, and they told me straight up Benedictine. Really? Benedictine and Creekside, you talking about a state championship game. Holy moly. That's another one I'm excited about.
That has to be a good one. Benedictine held off Marist tonight, and Creekside rolled like they usually do. These are going to be some great matchups. Yeah. I hope everybody gets a chance to come down to Mercedes-Benz Stadium and check these matchups out. It's going to be a great time, Rusty.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all. Hey, man, appreciate y'all for all y'all do, man. I go a lot of places, and people talk about 929, the radio, and I do my Rusty Rocks and everything, but I promise you, to me, and I don't get a chance to call in here much, but every Friday night, I listen to you guys till you go off, and I go back to the Odyssey app. Don't tell Coach Parker this, but I go back to about 9 o'clock every week, and I get that last 2 hours of y'all. But I enjoy it, man. And thank y'all for everything y'all do for Georgia high school football, man. I very much appreciate it.
Well, Rusty, we appreciate everything you do, and especially on with Steak in the Mornings here at the Steakhouse. Yep. And we appreciate you so very much. And I know you're going to be busy tomorrow over at the Benz.
Oh, yeah. I'm out of this pulling there. When I come by in a minute, I'm out of this. Go ahead and stop.
Hey, be safe out there tonight. Safe travels, and thanks so much.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right, that is Rusty Bassell checking in with us tonight. He was down at Gainesville for the Langston Hughes game. All right, we're going to take a break, timeout. We got some reports coming up we're going to get to you, and then Chris is going to come back with you. We may get one more coach in here. Stay with us. It's Friday night. It is the final Friday night for the high school football season as we get ready to head for Mercedes-Benz Stadium in the state championship games on the 15th, 16th, and 17th. And you're listening to The Scoreboard Show. Harold Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Yeah. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. The High School Scoreboard Show on this semifinal Friday night as the pairings are now set as we march on Mercedes-Benz Stadium in the state championship games. Great to hear from Rusty Mansell, Chris. Always great to hear from him and his observations of the games and, you know, his thoughts, you know, of listening to his show. We appreciate it, too. He just got off the air the game tonight.
Yeah, Rusty's awesome, first-class guy, and the best at what he does.
Absolutely.
You know, so we're excited to have him as a colleague, and means a lot that he thinks enough to call in and talk well about us. I listen to him all the time. You know, we got great coverage in the state of Georgia, Sam, and it's not me and you necessarily. Well, maybe you, but it's all of us. You know, Rusty does a great job. It's going to be a first-class matchup in Barron Stadium, and that's something he was definitely right about. That's going to be a big game. Gainesville, Rome, two well-coached teams, two physical football teams. on Thursday night, the only game in town. And I think Rusty gave it away that it's on TV. He just didn't know how yet, right?
It's going to be out there. You just got to be ready for it, right? Got those two semifinal games going on. That one, of course, Roswell and Thomas County Central will be the other. We got a couple of updates. We got some reports from some of our guys. Let's check in with them here this one final time this season. Let's start with Day-Day Lewis.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis, live here at the Swamp, guys, and we've gone final. 35-6, Creekside picking up the win over Kale. I'm here with head coach, Coach Maurice Dixon. Coach, first off, just talk about the feeling, man, of getting back to that Mercedes-Benz Stadium 2 years in a row now.
Man, ever since we left it with a bad taste in our mouth, this has been the goal, to get back and finish the drill. So it don't matter who in front of us, we're going to go take it.
All right, and speaking of finishing the drill, you had one more step tonight to get there, and you took care of business pretty handily. I've been watching you all scores all throughout the season and just saying to myself, man, Creekside's really having a great year. I got to see this thing in person, and this defense of yours tonight has really been, I mean, I don't even know what to say. I mean, just hard-hitting, set the tone. I want to say 5 sacks total tonight for you, for those guys. They had the fumble recovery. How important has their play been for you guys this year?
It don't matter the package, and it don't matter the year. We still going to play Creekside football. That's defensive football and running the football. They're going to win games.
All right. Now, I know there's some things you probably want to clean up, but what does kind of jump out to you as far as getting ready for this last game?
I mean, I attribute everything to Coach May, man. He was a really good coach. They had a really good scheme that kind of jumbled things on the inside for us. We just took what they gave us and kept attacking until we got our matches outside. And I feel like when you go man against us, you don't got three guys who can cover our guys.
And how about the leadership of that offense with Caden leading the way at QB1, man?
Like I told you at the beginning of the year, we go as he goes. As long as he takes what he gives us, don't play hero ball, we the best team in the state.
Good deal, Coach. Congratulations. Good luck in the Vents.
Thank you so much. Try Brian.
Sam, Chris, back to you guys.
All right. Thanks a lot, Day-Day, for that update from Creekside. My goodness. You heard it right there at the end. Try Pride. They want to get back there and finish it. He always talks about their 15th game, Chris.
Yeah, and they're there. And, Sam, I want you to look at their schedule and tell me, and I don't want to jinx them, but, you know, I'm in the media now, so I can jinx people. But tell me that that's not one of the most dominant seasons you've ever seen leading into the state championship game.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys have not hardly played an even remotely close game. I mean, it's the combination of great offense and great defense, I really think it's one of the best I've ever seen. And I know it can change if they don't win that 15th game, right?
It can.
And that makes it different.
It can.
And so I'm not trying to jinx them because, like Rusty said, Benedictine's really, really, really good. And Benedictine is going to be a big challenge for them. But, I mean, 14 games in, they're about as dominant as you could imagine a team being.
They are. And when you talk about teams they beat, we're talking about hanging 70 on DeSoto from Texas.
70, Sam.
Yeah.
Put 70 on them. Didn't just beat them, put 70 on them.
That's just remarkable. So we're looking to see what Creekside can do back in Mercedes-Benz Stadium once again to play for a state championship. All right, got another update this time. How about Garrett Chapman? Let's check in with Garrett.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the High School Scoreboard Show. Down here at Carrollton High School, where the Trojans are heading to their second straight state championship. 48-21 winners over North Gwinnett. Coach, everybody sets out at the beginning of a season looking to go undefeated, go 14-0. We're in a region championship. Now you have a chance to go win a state championship. What are you feeling right now? What do you think about this? What your team has done this year?
I'm super proud of the guys. Again, this senior class is really special. They're a tight bunch. I had them over my house just 2 weeks ago, and I mean, we're reminiscing on the season. And none of us won at the end, so to be able to go and play the last game, one, it's what we plan for around here. Two, but to be able to do that too is very exciting for this senior class.
And Coach, you guys did this last year. You were right here in the same situation. How does that experience play into this year?
It's different. You know, I think the experience of just playing late in the season, it helps you. But, you know, this is a different team. It's a different bunch. We're an experienced bunch. Our senior class may have the most wins in Carrollton history. You know, so we want to go win one more, though. You know, and they're not satisfied. They're going to be hungry. Show up to work on Monday.
Coach, almost 500 yards of offense, almost 50 points on the scoreboard. This offense, they go down 14-0 last week, and it seems like it's been that don't look back, that sort of mentality. What have you seen from this unit?
Yeah, I don't know that any of that happens throughout the course of the game. I'm just focused on the next play. you know, sometimes I don't feel like we play very good and we end up doing great. But again, a bunch of unselfish guys. You know, they're Rontre Welts, I thought he was mad because he didn't get the ball much in the first half, but he was mad because they called holding on what he thought was a good block. You know, so they're blocking for each other. They're running hard. The quarterback rotation that we got, man, I'm telling you, we got a bunch of unselfish guys on that side of the ball, but the team entirely.
Yeah, it felt like penalties were a big part of this game. And I was looking back and saw penalties have kind of been a theme for this team for a good bit. What kind of goes into that?
Who knows, to be honest with you. Sometimes a lot of stuff's left up to discretion. I thought we did a good job. I was worried going into this game. North Gwinnett would hard count you a lot, and they're stealing yards. And we, for the most part, did a good job of handling that. There's just some pass interference stuff here and there. Just some little things that, you know, it could be a coin toss whether it's a call or a no call.
And it's another team you're very familiar with. Yeah. It's a team you faced last year in the state championship game.
Yeah, none of that means anything. You know, yep. it's all about this year. Two-story programs and the greatest state to play high school football. It should be a fun one.
Absolutely. Coach, thank you so much. Congratulations. Second straight appearance in a state championship game. That's Joey King, head coach of the Carrollton Trojans. For the High School Scoreboard Show, this is Garrett Chapman. 48-21 is your final score. The Trojans are heading back to the Benz. Sam and Chris, back to you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Garrett, for that update. And thanks a lot to Coach Joey King for that as well. Chris, what do you say about a program that has won 14 games in three of the last four seasons now? Just remarkable.
Yeah, remarkable. And playing for the state championship three of the last 4 years. But, Sam, they did lose the last two times.
Yeah.
And so I know Coach King. He's my friend. I text with him today. Like, he would tell me that, hey, we need to win this thing. You know, we're worried about this year. And, you know, Buford's going to be really good. So you get a state championship game, it's not going to be easy. And but I think what's great about this team for Carrollton is it's really, you know, they did have Juju Lewis, and they did probably expect – people expected them to be there last year, and they expected them to win. But they expected them to be there, right? And I think this year maybe they didn't. You know, they've had some issues early in the year, and they had a star player that's not playing with them now. You know, Juju Lewis reclassified, so this would have been his senior year. Now it's not, right? Like, all this stuff happens, and sometimes that's when you really win. You know what it reminds me of, Sam? It reminds me of Tennessee when, you know, Peyton Manning was the quarterback for the University of Tennessee, and they were so good, right?
Yeah.
But they didn't win this national championship. And then the first year he was gone – they have a guy named T. Martin as the quarterback. T. Martin from Mobile, Alabama, you know, down my area.
Down your way.
And they won the state national championship, you know, in 1998 without Peyton Manning. You know, and it's kind of like everybody just assumed they'd win one with Peyton. They didn't. And then the next year they think they're going to take a step back to actually win the thing. You know, and I just think Joey King has a lot of talent, but that dude does a good job coaching a football team. I mean, he does a phenomenal job getting his team ready. And Coach App does, too, at Buford. Rusty said that, too. But it's going to be two really, really well-coached, talented football teams battling in that 6A title game.
Yep, that's what we look for. And once again, that game will be on Tuesday night instead of Wednesday night. They're flip-flopping, exchanging places with the 5A. They allow the 5A classification to have another day to get ready. They will now be the last game played. Got one more report for you here. Got Austin McCall. Let's check in with Austin tonight.
It's good. I'm so proud of these young men, what they've been through, and to persevere, to come every day, not knowing, you know, last week, you know, and then Monday we found out we played Friday. I mean, it just gave our kids a text to kind of relax a little bit, know it's going to be a normal game week. But I'm proud of our kids, man. We've had some unbelievable work together. Off the field, on the field, the connection these guys have, it's unbreakable, man. I can't explain it enough to you, but to God be the glory, that's a great opponent. I mean, Langston, they expect to play for championships. That's what we do, want to do, continue to do, and to come here and play them here, I'm proud of our guys. We made plays when we needed to, and then, you know, at the end, we're able to do what we need to do to win the game.
How did you keep them focused these last couple of weeks?
Man, just, we talk all that. We didn't do it the last 2 weeks. We did it back in the summer, back in the winter when we have our mindset sessions. You know, we talk about control the things you can control. Our motto this playoffs was lock in, lock out. Lock in the things that matter, lock out the things that don't matter. Our kids have done an unbelievable job of that, and they believe in each other. They love each other, and that's what our building's about.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, and that, of course, was Coach Josh Niblett. Thanks to Austin for that, for being there. And Coach Josh Niblett, My goodness, what the last 2 weeks have been like for him to try to hold things together, keep his team focused. Chris, I spoke to him before the game, and, you know, he was just glad to have the guys there on the field ready to play football tonight, and they went out and played a magnificent game.
Yeah, just a surreal couple of weeks for Coach, I'm sure, and everybody with that program. But I'll tell you something that came to mind as I kind of watched that game tonight, and they had a great call on there. You know, Rusty was part of that, too, with the Atlanta News First Group and Peachtree TV. So I enjoyed watching some of that, and I enjoyed following. And what came to mind as I watched was how these kind of things, regardless of what your opinion is on it, they galvanize the team.
Yep.
Like it kind of made everybody come together in a way that you didn't really expect. And it does become us against everybody, right? And when you get the teams that can build, that they tap into that, they're kind of dangerous, man. And that's what they have now. You know, that's what they have. They really tapped into that. We didn't know if we'd get to play it again together. Now we know we can. We know how precious this is. Some people don't want us to. You know, like Coach has tapped into that, man. And that can be something really special. And it'll be interesting to see what they can do to build on it now in the next game to see if they can go to the Bins.
You know what, Chris? It's not just the team, but it's the whole community. I was
there
the game.
Community.
I turned around, and there was no room for anybody to fit into that side of the stadium down at Langston
Hughes
for Gainesville. They packed that whole side out. I mean, it was tight. People that made the trip down from Gainesville to be behind that
team. I think to both of our points, Sam, I can guarantee you there were some people in them bleachers that would not have come to that game if it had just been the normal procedures.
Right.
You know what I mean? If they'd have just played it in the order of events normally. But because of the last 2 weeks, some people got in their car and they drove from Gainesville down there. You know what I mean? There was just, it galvanized people. And so that can be really powerful. And I think that's something Coach Niblett, you could hear it in his voice. It's obviously very emotional. It's been I bet surreal is the best word. It's been a surreal 2 weeks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But they are here. They're on their way to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Well, not yet. First of all, they got to play a game in Rome.
They're on their way to Barron Stadium. That's a pretty nice place, too. But it's not Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
No, it's not. No, it's not. We were there. We were supposed to call a game there.
We're supposed to, but then it rained out on us. We got the worst luck in them first games, Sam. Remind me that for when we get to year six here coming up.
All right. We'll remind you. Let me get some weather adjusted. All right, folks, we're going to come back. Got one more segment to go. And I tell you what, we got some news on someone who's known for winning state championships in this state who just won one tonight in another state. Wait till you hear this. It's coming up next. Stay with us for one more segment of the Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com. Sports Radio 92.9 and 92.9TheGame.com. Sam Crenshaw along with Chris Parker, Dom Jarowski on the side of the glass. Here for the Scoreboard Show, High School Football Scoreboard Show, here on this final Friday night for 2025, the semifinal night as we get set to head for Mercedes-Benz Stadium. But I tell you what, Chris, someone that we saw win many, many times and was so successful in Alabama first, then in Georgia, and then a great deal of notoriety for things that are around him. But he has won another state championship. And somebody in Tennessee was just asking me about him about a week ago, and I wasn't sure what was going on. But tonight, Kusa Christian in Alabama has won an Alabama High School 2A state championship led by Coach Rush Probst. He's won a state championship again. They beat Lynette 29-22. I don't, you know, when I saw it, I was at loss for words. And, you know, I talk, but sometimes, Chris, the words just won't come, man. How do you explain it? How do you explain it?
Sam, we're on the air, so it's really difficult for me to quantify my words. I know they're being recorded. But, Sam, I saw it, okay? So just a little briefing. I know it's Alabama, but Kusa Christian was playing Lynette. Lynette's barely in Alabama. You know where that is?
LaGrange.
It is almost in Georgia.
Yep.
It's almost one of ours. And Lynette is up. They scored up 22-14 with like 4 minutes left, okay? Kusa Christian goes down and scores and gets the two-point conversion and then gets Lynette on a three and out, get the ball back, and goes scores again. So they get – it goes from 22-14, they're losing, to 29-22, they win. just in the last couple of minutes of the game. So Coach Probst's been there many times. The guy wins, man. He wins. And he's in an interim role. A lot of people, man, it's a weird scenario. He was helping out the team. The coach got suspended, the head coach, for the year.
Right.
And they
made
him the interim coach just for the year. So he's actually done now. But he won the state championship. And, you know, he's mentioned that he might want to come back to Georgia, Sam. That, he's put that out. That's not me saying it. That's him saying it. But I'll say that, you know, I don't know. I have no knowledge of this. But maybe, you know, maybe.
Really?
Maybe.
You think so?
Maybe. I mean, I don't even mean that coy if it sounds coy. Maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, I hear rumors, but I don't know if they're true. But, yeah, maybe.
You know, just an amazing story that just continues to evolve and take turns and reshape. And here it is again, Coach Rush Probst winning another state championship this time.
I think it's his. I think it was his eighth state championship. Won 5 in Alabama at Hoover. Won 2 at Colquitt. Played for a couple more, and then you know, now won at Coosa Christian. So, yeah, I mean, congratulations, Coach Probst. I don't know anybody at Coosa Christian, but congratulations to them too. They did really play well in that last 4 or 5 minutes. I watched it. They really did.
Man. And the man wins again. I told you folks something pretty amazing. I saw it. Like I said, sometimes you open your mouth and the words just won't come out. No words. No words would come out, man. But Coach Probst successful in leading his team to another state championship this time over in Alabama. All right. We're all set to head for Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We're going to run down the scores from tonight once again in case you missed any of them. Of course, we had our reporters out there as well. We're going to appreciate them in just a moment. It will be Carrollton and it will be Buford in the Class 6A championship game. Carrollton over North Gwinnett tonight, 48-21. Buford's a winner down at Valdosta, 39-7. I bet they turned the scoreboard out the minute the last second ticked off.
You bet they did.
You know how them folks do down there. Early thoughts on that game. What are you thinking?
It's a battle, Sam. It's two of the best teams in the United States of America. I mean, I don't know how I can overstate it. I thought we had three of probably the best 10 teams in America in Grayson, Buford, and Carrollton. You know, Grayson and Carrollton already got to play. So now we're down to Carrollton and Buford. But I think we got three of the best 10 teams in America, and two of them are going to play for the biggest classification championship. I mean, you just can't ask for much better than that. And it's two of the most storied programs in the state, too.
Very much. But like you said, Carrollton's been knocking on that door now, third time in 4 years, win 14 games. Let's see what they can do to try to get over the hump and get that championship. All right, Gainesville now. We know they still have to go and play a semifinal game on Thursday night. Talk about your strategy with this. You've had to wait all this time to play this game, and now you're going to play on a weeknight rather than a Friday night. And then even for Roswell and Thomas County Central, how are the coaches going to approach this week, Chris?
Well, Roswell and Thomas County Central at least knew they were playing each other. I mean, I'm sure they don't love that idea that they had to wait, but at least they get new. So they've been working. It's almost like they had a bye week, you know. But Gainesville had no idea they were going to be here until, you know, 30 minutes ago. And now Coach Reed in Rome knows who they're going to play right now. So they didn't play this week, but they didn't know who they were playing either. So I think that the preparation piece is probably what's the hardest thing to deal with. But once you get out there Thursday, Monday, Sunday, it doesn't matter. It's just ball once you start playing. So, I mean, I think they're okay playing on Thursday. But the preparation of that is kind of strange. And, you know, Rome and Gainesville are already working on each other, knowing they got one less day to get ready.
Yeah, you're going to slide your schedule back. I remember hearing Coach Reed when I was up there saying they will practice Sunday. They have a Sunday practice just to keep on somewhat of a normal schedule leading up to the game this week. In Class 4A, we will have a final of Creekside and Marist. Creekside 35, Kale, the 6 winners over Kale, and Benedictine with the win 28-20 over Marist. So Creekside and Benedictine in the final for 4A. Thoughts on that one?
Yeah, I'm excited to see that one, Sam. I think Benedictine can give Creekside a game, something that nobody has done. Can Creekside finish the drill and win the state championship that Coach Dixon's been working so hard to get? Or is Benedictine pull an upset and, you know, make them play a game they haven't played close all year? Because sometimes when you haven't played a game close all year, you know, when you get in a close one, you don't have the experience you need, right?
Yeah.
So Benedictine is, you know, I mean, we've heard from several people this year that Benedictine is really good. So I may be as excited to see that one as any of them, Sam.
All right, want to see that one. In Class 3A, going to beat Jefferson. They were winners tonight over West Lawrence, 17-13. Sandy Creek's a winner, 42-24 over LaGrange. So it'll be Sandy Creek against Jefferson in that final.
Yeah, Jefferson made the state championship last year and lost to Calhoun. So they're back in the bins, but they want to finish this time and get the win. And Sandy Creek coming back for the first time since a couple of years ago. The last games they played at Georgia State, and we got that video review because of you calling that game with Sandy Creek. So they haven't been back since then. Sandy Creek, new coach this time, Darius Smiley, great guy, looking to win his first state championship as a head coach at Sandy Creek. So that'll be a good one to see. Two very good football teams.
Class 2A, we expected maybe to see Carver Columbus there. They were winners over Burke County tonight, 33-14, and they're going to face Hapeville Charter. Beat Sumter tonight, 24-18, a Hapeville Charter team that started the season at 1-4.
Yeah, well, none of that matters now. They won four playoff games in a row, 1-4 to now 10-4, right? So they're going to be that's going to be a great story, Sam. I'm excited. And like Coach Gordon told us, Carver ought to be excited to play them too. They ought to be honored. They're honored to play each other.
Hey, there we go. There we go. In class, in the Class A, let me see, Class A Division One, Toombs County, defending champions, winners over Heard County tonight, 40-13. They're going to face Worth County, 14-0 now, after their 32-12 win over Pepperell tonight.
Yeah, Toombs trying to get the back-to-back. They won it last year. Worth County trying to get their first one in a long, long time. It's going to be exciting. Sylvester, Georgia versus Toombs County. How about that?
Oh, it'll be a great ball game there. Class Single A, Division Two, Bowdoin back again. They win tonight 45-6 over Clinch. And you got Lincoln County. They've done it many times before, too, back in the day. 34-0 winners over Early County.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a sneaky, really good game. Of the eight games we're going to see, this may be one of the more exciting ones to prepare for as a reporter, somebody like you that go off and call somebody, because Bowdoin is going for a four-peat, but Lincoln County is not going to be taken lightly. Lincoln County has a real chance to beat them, and I think that game's going to be a battle.
I think it's going to be a real battle. I think it's going to be a classic confrontation. We watch for that one. Then in the private division tonight, it was Calvary Day with a 24-7 win over Fellowship Christian and Hebron Christian, 50-24 winners over Greater Atlanta Christian. Hebron and Calvary Day will play for that state championship.
Yeah, Hebron looking to go back-to-back. Calvary Day looking to spoil it. Nobody has been able to really hang with Hebron except McCauley in Tennessee beat them early in the year, but that's a big, really, really good school in Tennessee. Nobody around them has been able to beat them this year. Can Calvary Day find a way? You know, last year I think most people thought Prince Avenue was going to win the state championship, and Hebron beat them anyway. You know, can Calvary Day pull that same trick on Hebron? Or is Hebron going to go back-to-back? That'll be a good thing to keep up with.
We'll be good to watch as we get set to head for the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Once again, those dates are the 15th, 16th, and 17th state championships of football. Also for girls flag football. Girls flag football will play their quarterfinal and semifinal round coming up on Monday night, this coming Monday night, as they will be playing their championships at Mercedes-Benz Stadium as well. Folks, it has been a pleasure once again to be a part of the Scoreboard Show and just bring information to your communities about your schools each and every Friday night. And we want to thank everyone who's been involved with our show this year. I want to thank our contributors, Damian Day-Day Lewis, Garrett Chapman, Austin McCall, and Eric Slaughter for their exemplary work each and every week for you. Thanks to our brand manager, Mike Conte, for his support. And from Odyssey Atlanta, David Ashburn and John Pollard. Dom Chorowski, other side of the glass, all over it, man. Our sponsors and our partners for our show, QC Kinetics, Mark Spain, Bear and Burton's W Sauce, for Metco Scoreboards, and our title sponsor, Ingles. We thank you each and every one for being with us this year on board for the Scoreboard Show. So now from my partner, Chris Parker, we always great, man. My friend, we enjoy it so much, and the compliments we get and people who enjoy what we do, I tell them how much I enjoy being a part of this program with you. You bring it each and every week, and we appreciate it so, so much, Chris. We truly do. And, you know, that's the thing. We got to the end because we have so much fun. And the way things have worked, for people who don't know, it's worked a little different this year you know, for me because of some things I'm doing now with CBS Atlanta. So I haven't been able to be in studio each week with Chris. So, you know, I haven't been able, we've been on the show, but I haven't really seen him that much.
We got to fix that soon, Sam. We got to fix that soon. Yeah. I miss you, man. Hey, Dom, you did a great job. Love you guys. It's the highlight of my week every week, man.
Well, great stuff all over the place. And we thank all of our listeners for being with us throughout this season once again. So, for Chris Parker, for Dom Chirowski, and all our crew here at the Scoreboard Show, Sam Crenshaw saying so long for the High School Scoreboard Show. I'll be back here Sunday morning. And Chris is going to join us as well, myself and Greg Clarkson, as we get set for a game day Sunday. See if we can get a win for them Falcons, huh? That's all for the Scoreboard Show. We'll see you then Sunday morning from 6 until 9. Sam Crenshaw saying so long for the Scoreboard Show. Here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.